A teenager upset with his parents for moving the family from New York State to Washington has found a way to get even. Court documents say the teen invited police to check out a stash of marijuana in his parents' bedroom. The teen's dad pleaded guilty to misdemeanor possession of marijuana. He was given a 90-day sentence. Charges were dropped against Ma. The couple initially faced a charge of manufacturing marijuana, but it was reduced, in part because of questions about whether the teenager had the legal right to invite cops into his parents' bedroom in the first place. Now there are questions concerning the parents' legal rights to ground the teenager until he reaches adulthood. Can you imprison your child in retaliation for turning you over to narcs? Think about it. Can you? What's a grounding anyway but imprisonment, right? With the parents as the wardens? And if a grounding is legal, while one is a minor, perhaps the parents will have the last laugh on this one. A firm grounding. 4 years. Son, I did 90 days, but you're going to do 4 years, you little rascal. 4 long years in your bedroom for that little stunt you pulled. Whoops, you screwed up. Oh, yeah. You say I can't do that. You say you can't do that, Dad? Yes, I can. See, the state allows parents to discipline their children with a grounding, and they don't specify how brief that grounding has to be. You're screwed, Tiger. For 48 long months, you're incarcerated. All of your high school years, yeah. You're doing hard time in Daddy's little prison. In Daddy's little prison. And as bad as you thought the jail I stayed in was, it's nothing compared to the maximum security joint I'm going to make out of this little house. What were you thinking? Don't do the dishes and we'll mess with you. 3 weeks in solitary, down there in the cellar, you and the rats. Fail to clean your room and you'll lose all reading privileges. Room windows will be barred, the food you eat will suffer in quality as we prepare prison chow, no different than what I was forced to endure for those 90 days, sonny boy. Yeah, we'll fix your little wagon. You're going to rue the day you busted dear old dad, Charlie, because you messed with the warden, see? And you never win doing that. I'll always get even. As long as you're a minor, old dad will always get even. You screwed up, little man, and now you're going to have to pay. I did my 90 days, now I have my bong back and my rolling papers, and you're about to have nothing, and I mean nothing. Nothing but time to think about what kind of a youngster turns his ma and pa over to the authorities for drug possession in the first place. Did we have you arrested when as a little boy you repeatedly wet the bed? Was that our response? I don't think so. We could have. You ruined more good mattresses than we could afford to replace. Did we call the cops, though? Did we? No, we handle things in the family here, son. You got a problem, you handle it in the family, see? You violated that rule. You went outside the family. And that, my friend's going to cost you, see? We'll handle you now. Yeah, right here in the family. Right here in our home. Your mama will be in charge of chain gang work crews. Your first task is putting in a new driveway. For now, it's lockdown time, though, so lights out in 1 hour, and your ma and I are just going to retire to the kitchen for some hash brownies. You get Wonder Bread and Evian again this evening, as usual. You screwed up, big boy. You blew it. You forgot the old adage.
Anytime you commit a crime, there are at least 50 ways of screwing up. If you could think of 25 of those, you're a genius. And, pal, you ain't no genius.